Welcome. My name is Example. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast. Here we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to build you. Any obstacle that you ever encountered, you can overcome by believing in yourself. And here you're going to discover that strength. We're going to teach you how to hustle. We're going to teach you how to grind. We're going to teach you about all those things. Keep it locked in and stay tuned. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast, and I'm your host, Example. If you have any questions, concerns, criticisms, or recommendations for the Example of the Week, you can email us at iamexample456@gmail.com. You dig? And you can also follow us on Instagram at i_m_example456, and there you can get your daily motivations and inspirations, and you can also message us and make contact with us, you dig, and just follow up with us. And you also can follow us on YouTube at IAmExample456, and you can go there and like, share, and subscribe. And you also can comment on the videos or the podcasts that we load up there. Soon we're going to start making videos and posting more stuff up there, so look out for that. You dig? So we're going to jump right into it. And the example of the week is supreme understanding. It might sound crazy. Yes, it is a made-up name, but he's an author. He's an educator. He's a teacher. He's also a philanthropist, help people out and stuff like that. But he's the example for this week, and he's the example of the week because I had read a book, and the book is called How to Hustle and Win, and I read the whole book in like a day and a half or a day, but it's a great book. It's like, I love those grassroots books that start out from the bottom and teach you how to use the basic understanding our basic necessity of life, you dig? Like, whatever position you are in life, or whatever your status is, or whatever your circumstances are, it teaches you to grab hold of that, accept that, and understand that you can change your outcome or you can change your destination. And I love that, you dig? So he has a lot of spirituality, a lot of self-knowledge in that book and stuff. So y'all go check that out. His name is Supreme Understanding. He got a lot of books. His one book is called Knowledge Yourself. That the other book is called How to Hustle and Win. I think he wrote When We Were Kings or something like that. But make sure you check him out. Those books are dope. I love reading. And he has one of the best books that I've read, How to Hustle and Win. And most people will hear the title and think it's like selling drugs. When I talk about hustle, I talk about grinding. I talk about ambition. I talk about drive. I talk about accomplishments. I don't mean you have to stand on the corner and just do the bare minimum on what's acceptable. You can always change your circumstances, and I love anything that illustrates that or talks about that and enables you to change your circumstances in any way, shape, or form. You dig? So we're going to jump right into the title of this week's podcast, which is Dream On. You dig? Some people just let that marinate. Let the dream on marinate. Right, some people have the impression that dreaming is a bad thing, especially when you have exaggerated, bigger than life dreams. If you walk up to somebody and say, yo, I'm gonna be a millionaire, or I'm gonna be a billionaire, they'll laugh at you. It takes a genuine person to say, yo, I see that. I see you have the potential of doing that. How often are you going to be able to express your dreams to somebody and actually genuinely get reception back. You understand? Or get support back. The first thing I can tell you off the muscle is the first response you're going to get is criticism. Some people are going to ask, why do you want that? Or how are you going to do that? Like, I remember when I was growing up, I probably told this story already, but I remember when I was 8 years old and I told my uncle, yo, I'm going to be retired by the time I'm 35. And his response was, you must be planning to work hard. Or you must be planning to, how you plan to do that? I'm 8 years old. How am I going to explain that? But that's my dream. You understand? It's okay to dream big. It is okay to hold on to what you genuinely want to do. It is okay to say, this is what I want. This is how I'm going to do it. That's where a lot of people get confused at. They want to say what they want to do, but they can't tell you how they're going to do it. They can't tell you how they're planning to execute it. So the dream doesn't become an accomplishment. It becomes a dream. It becomes a thought. It becomes an idea with no execution. It's okay to have the idea. It's okay to have what you want to do. The other step of that, or the other perspective, or the other side of that, is that you have to hustle to get what you want. You can't just sit down and say, this is what I want to do, and I wonder how this would be when I do it. I wonder how it would be if I do it. I've heard people say, if I do it. It's your dream. It's not mine. I can't execute your dream. It is up to you to execute your dream. It is up to you to rationalize and emphasize how important your dream is. And so many people get beat up and beat down by the daily routine and the daily grind that they forget their dream, and they're so compromising of their dream. That is when you lose yourself. That is when you lose your dream. That is when you lose your purpose. Low-key, a dream can be your purpose. It is what you genuinely want to do, what your subconscious is telling your conscious mind what to do, or what you have a love for, what you have an ambition for, what you have a passion for. You understand? So once you lose your innate dream, or what's inside of you to actually give to the world and share with the world, you literally lose yourself. You compromise yourself. People tell you to compromise and to dumb your dream down. Why? It is your dream. Oh, y'all have to excuse me. I have a little cold. There's something going around. But again, it is your dream. Why compromise on your dream? Or why compromise on what you want? Don't let somebody tell you what you can't have. The conflict that comes with that is that some people think they want it, but it's not their dream to want. They're being a follower. You understand? When I was growing up, I played basketball. I wasn't the best basketball player, but I practiced like I wanted to be a superstar player. I never had the intentions on ever being a superstar player. That's not what I wanted to do. It might have been what my father wanted to do. It might have been what my friends wanted to do. But it's just not what I wanted to do. Again, I love real estate. I loved real estate since I first played Monopoly. I always wanted to own something. To own something and to give it to others, or to provide a service to others. I never wanted to put a ball in the hoop. But I did it though. Because it was what was acceptable, or that's what people expected me to do. Excuse me. You understand? So I wasn't following my dream. It wasn't until I embraced my dream that I pursued my dream, and then I executed my dream. Big difference. You dig? My dream wasn't just a dream. It was a passion. It was a drive inside of me. It was a fire inside of me that eventually was eating everything up inside of me that I had to put it out just to see where it would take me. Some people so scared or so scared to jump off the curb or so scared to jump out the window that they don't even try to see where their dreams can take them. You understand? So I have 3 steps on how to dream. You understand? The first one, you don't just dream, you act. You don't just sit down and daydream about what your life can be like or how you want your life. You execute on what you want your life to be like. If you want to play basketball, yo, go play basketball and practice at it. If you want to be a lawyer, read law books. Read law cases and stuff like that. If you want to be a doctor, go look at what doctors do. You understand? But this just sitting down telling me what you want to do is what we're not going to do. I'm not going to accept it. If you around me, if you in my circle, I'm going to push you. If you tell me your dream, what you doing to accomplish that dream? Because right now it's just a dream. It's just a thought. It's not an execution. It's not an action. First, you're going to have to act. And there's no getting around that. And second, there is no dream that is too big. There is no stupid dream. If you genuinely, sincerely want to do that, there is no reason you can't do that. I remember a child told their mother that they wanted to be a dirt bike rider. And the mother's response was, "Why you want to be that?" You dig? And I was, it threw me for a loop because I was like, why can't he be that? People get paid to ride skateboards, ride rollerblades, ride snowboards. Why he can't get paid to race motorcycles or race dirt bikes? And they not getting paid a little bit of money. People get paid for racing cars. People get paid for all these different things. Why can't he get paid off of racing motorcycles or racing dirt bikes? You understand? There's no dream that is too big. There's no dream. If you're willing to work for it and work at it, there's no dream that is going to hold you back. There's no dream that is too big. And I push you to dream big. The bigger the dream, the harder the drive, the bigger the door, the bigger the bark in the door. You dig? I'm going to push you to go get the big dream. Yeah, I want a Bentley. Yes. I want a Rolls Royce. Yes. Why can't I have it? If I work hard for it, why can't I drive it? You dig? And third, realize it is your dream. You are not following your friend or your family or your cousins or your somebody near you dream. It's your dream. It's what you want to do. If you want to be a dancer, if you want to be an artist, if you want to be a CEO, if you want to be a scientist or whatever, it's not what the expectations are being placed on you. It's what you want to do. But understand, it's going to come with criticism. It's going to come with backlash. It's going to come with people disowning you, turning your backs on you. You have to be strong enough to say and passionate enough to say, this is what I want to do. That's one thing I can say about myself. I never did something that I didn't want to do. If I wanted to have a drink of alcohol, I wanted to do that, so I did that. There was never a time where I was pressured into doing something that I didn't really want to do. Excuse me. But there was never a time where I felt the pressure or the peer pressure was so overwhelming that I couldn't say no. I was the one to say, yo, nah, I'm not, I'm good with that. Don't worry about it. You dig? So those are the 3 steps on how to dream. Don't just dream, make sure you act. Number 2, no dream is too big. And number 3, realize it is your dream, your hustle, your grind. You dig? So I'm going to keep it real short and simple because my throat is killing me. And so if y'all trying to email me, you can email me at imexample456@gmail.com. and you can send your recommendations and your example of the week there, and we'll get that out. And you also can follow us on God, let me have a drink of tea. Hold on. Ah, that green tea will put it on you, kid. And make sure you feel good out here. Feel refreshed already. And you also can follow us on Instagram at I_M_example456 to get your daily motivations and inspirations. And you can follow us on YouTube at IAmExample456. Go there, like, share, and subscribe, and I'll get at y'all next week. All right.